KPBS On Demand is supported by Marichal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Marichal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, May 14th. Community groups are organizing against San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria's budget cuts. More on that next. But first, the headlines. The San Diego City Council is getting ready to sue a state commission over signature verification. It's all part of a La Jolla group's effort to secede from the city of San Diego. The San Diego County Registrar of Voters previously rejected the group's petition over what it said were invalid signatures. But the San Diego County Local Agency Formation Commission, known as LAFCO, gave the La Jolla group extra time to correct the signatures or collect more. Mayor Todd Gloria previously criticized the decision, saying it undermines public confidence in the process. The Chula Vista City Council will vote today on a resolution supporting Governor Gavin Newsom's lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's tariffs. According to the resolution, the tariffs have negatively impacted trade at the Otay Mesa Port of Entry. The resolution carries no legal weight and would require no action from the city if passed. The vote could test Chula Vista's Republican Mayor John McCann and further tie him to Trump in the midst of his race for county supervisor in a solidly Democratic district. McCann is set to face Imperial Beach Mayor Paloma Aguirre in the District 1 special general election July 1st. Retired U.S. women's soccer great Alex Morgan is back with San Diego Wave FC, this time as a minority owner. The club announced yesterday the two-time FIFA World Cup champion was back on board as an investor. Morgan was one of the club's first signings and scored its first ever goal in 2021. She retired from professional soccer last year as the Wave's all-time leading scorer and assist leader. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Fleet Science Center's newest exhibit, Survival of the Slowest. See firsthand how nature's smallest, slowest, and weakest creatures can not only survive, but thrive in the wild. Open May 24th through September 1st. Learn more at fleetscience.org.
Mayor Todd Gloria is expected to release a revised city budget proposal today. Education reporter Katie Anasta says City Heights residents are speaking out against proposed cuts to libraries and rec centers.
San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria's proposed budget would cut rec center hours and close all libraries on Sundays and Mondays. Ana Gonzalez says families like hers would have less access to things like the teen center, dance classes, and homework help.
They're not going to be having any other options. They're not going to have the opportunity to go to another places.
City Council member Sean Ila Rivera represents the community.
What we are fighting back against is the idea that all communities are starting from the same place and are in the same position to absorb the cuts that are being proposed.
The city's independent budget analyst shared their analysis of the proposed budget last week. They say the library department considered other ways to reduce expenses, but they were harder to implement or saved less money.
However, as we note in our report, different library users value and use their libraries for different reasons, which creates inequities when implementing uniform reductions.
Baku Patel is an analyst for the city.
Specifically, users in the southeast and southern parts of the city, which typically use their libraries primarily for the physical spaces that they provide, are more likely to feel a greater impact from this reduction.
The City Council can make amendments to Gloria's revised budget before adopting a final version in June. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Race, language, and insurance status continues to decide who ends up in the hospital for preventable conditions in California. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says a new report is highlighting the disparity in access to preventable health care as House Republicans unveil proposed funding cuts to Medicaid.
The data show that Medi-Cal patients were hospitalized for preventable conditions at more than twice the rate of those with private insurance, and nearly 14% of Black Californians ended up in the hospital compared to just under 9% of whites.
if we were to reduce, for example, that difference between Black Californians and white Californians, we would save the state over $126 million a year.
Karen Savage-Senwan is executive director of California Pan-Ethnic Health Network. They analyzed the state hospitalization data.
When you terminate people's access to healthcare, it doesn't mean they won't get sick. It means they won't have access to the timely and appropriate primary care that they need and will therefore become sicker and end up in emergency departments and hospitals, which cost the healthcare system much more money.
The report comes just as House Republicans released a draft bill Sunday instructing the House Committee on Energy and Commerce to cut $880 billion from its programs, including Medicaid. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
The Marine Corps has renewed its contract with an Oceanside-based credit union. Investigative reporter Scott Rodd says the relationship has drawn scrutiny from members of Congress.
FrontWave Credit Union has an exclusive arrangement with the Marine Corps that goes back decades. Every year, thousands of Marine recruits come through boot camp in San Diego and are signed up for the credit union in order to process their paychecks. A KPBS investigation last spring revealed FrontWave collects millions in overdraft fees annually from young service members. In fact, it's an important source of revenue for the company. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren last week urged the Department of Defense to pause renewing the contract. She wanted the agreement to have stronger financial protections for recruits. A spokesperson for the Marine Corps confirmed the branch has since renewed the agreement with FrontWave, but did not provide additional details about the contract. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
This week, Governor Gavin Newsom announced $3 billion in Prop 1 funding to expand behavioral health, housing, and treatment options. More than $185 million of that money is headed to the San Diego region. Reporter Tanya Thorne tells us where it's going.
Prop 1 dollars will now go to projects across San Diego County, from tribal land in Palma Valley to National City. The largest award went to Palomar Health Psychiatric Hospital, nearly $50 million to help build a 120-bed facility to address critical behavioral services. That's expected to open in 2026. Three other nonprofits also got awards, including Casa de Amparo in San Marcos.
It's not easy raising money as a smaller nonprofit organization, but to have the state step in and realize that mental health is critical, it's a bold move.
Kathy Carpe is the CEO of Casa de Amparo. The 11-acre property serves vulnerable youth and foster children. Casa de Amparo received a $19 million award to help build a 16-bed psychiatric residential treatment facility on their property. Not on the list was a controversial detox facility in San Marcos proposed by Interfaith Community Services. The 150-bed facility was proposed to be located near several schools. Interfaith says that project is now suspended. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
Getting a decent tee time these days on San Diego's municipal courses is often as challenging as landing a ticket to a Taylor Swift concert. Evening Edition anchor Maya Trabolsi says that's not the way it's supposed to be.
It's impossible to find a tee time. You log in right at 7 p.m. on the week prior. You click on the tee time, it's gone before you can even click on it.
If I delay at all, 30 seconds, 40 seconds within that minute, those times will all be gone.
I love Balboa Golf Club, and I absolutely love Torrey Pines, and it's become increasingly hard to book tee time.
These golfers are among the 41,000 who pay $25 per year for the right to book tee times on the city website for the Balboa and Torrey Pines courses. The site makes tee times available at 7 p.m. a week in advance and awards them on a first-come, first-served basis. But something's been going on.
Yeah, it's impossible to get a tee time in the morning on Thursday through Sunday.
We checked it out by logging into the system recently at exactly 7 p.m. and tried to get a weekend tee time. In less than a minute, only one late afternoon time was available. On another day, within the first minute, 7 hours of tee times were gone.
I work in the technology space. This is kind of like textbook bot activity.
Zachariah Eishin has worked in the reservation technology field for 5 years. He says the recent activity indicates that hackers could be breaking into the city's reservation system, called 4UP, and using bots to hoover up tea times, then selling them on the secondary market. But city officials aren't ready to acknowledge that. The city's golf division says the problem is instead a result of the surge in golf's popularity. Officials refused an interview with KPBS, but they answered some questions via email and sent a statement saying they are, quote, unable to point to compelling evidence that there are third parties manipulating the online reservation system.
You might have people just chalking it up to, golf is so darn popular right now, it's just impossible to get a tee time.
Jay Caron is CEO for National Golf Course Owners Association, a national trade organization representing 4,000 public and private golf courses. He says the growing popularity is creating a lucrative black market, not just in San Diego, across the United States.
Someone buys the Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and then they have a secondary platform where they can go and resell it. And maybe they bought it for $80 and they're reselling it for $300 per golfer. And that's happening.
The city is in the last year of a 5-year contract with 4UP, the company that runs the reservation system. 4UP sent a statement to KPBS saying they are looking for a way to, quote, combat this complex issue, including efforts to reduce bot interference.
The city of San Diego is a place that hosts major championship events.
John Howard is the deputy director of golf operations for the city. He says city courses are meeting a goal of providing 70% of tee times to San Diegans.
Our locals have a great benefit to play an amazing golf course.
But Kurt Carlson feels differently. He's the immediate past president of the city's municipal golf committee. He refused an interview but outlined his complaints in an email. We heard the stories where players see the tee times quickly disappear before their eyes, and it is impossible to get a decent time, if any, at all. If San Diego officials want to address this issue, they have an example to follow. Los Angeles municipal golf courses were hit with the same problem, first exposed by unhappy golfers on social media in 2023.
This guy is literally taking tee times using bots and reselling them, and apparently everybody knows about it.
A lawsuit filed by disgruntled golfers alleged Korean language brokers were grabbing the times and using a messaging app called KakaoTalk to resell them at a profit. The lawsuit says the city ignored golfers' information even after naming 3 brokers reselling the tee times. The solution in Los Angeles was to charge $10 with each reservation. If the registered golfer plays, the $10 applies to the cost of the round. If the golfer cancels, it's non-refundable. Money forfeited goes to a junior golf program.
That was Evening Edition anchor Maya Tribolsi. The story was reported and produced by KPBS freelance reporter J.W. August. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Maracal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.